Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
Well, we try to make it that you aren't piggish and you don't get slaughtered. That's why each week we look at both sides of the coin. We bring you the buy of the week from Charles Roquelon on Tuesday. Now, that means yesterday, in case you missed it, his buy of the week was Skyworks Solutions, SWKS. Buy of the week for the second time in about 9-10 weeks, which is very unusual for him. And of course, on Wednesdays, he brings us the sell of the week. And if you want to find out what he's doing the rest of the week, go to AAII.com or follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Tenet Healthcare.
That is ticker symbol THC. And is this a statement about Obamacare or is this a statement about Tenet Healthcare?
This is a statement about Tenet Healthcare.
What exactly is wrong here?
Well, on the surface, if you just look at the headline numbers from the company's recent earnings report, it looks like the company did pretty decently. Q4 EPS of 43 cents topped expectations by 9 cents. They saw net operating revenues rise 67%. They also saw same hospital net operating revenues rise 6%. Well, the problem is, part of the big revenue growth is due to a recent acquisition, so that inflated the top line numbers. But more importantly, when you start digging at the details, things get very questionable. Its operating margin fell down to 4.3% from 9.1%. So basically, its operating margin was cut by approximately half. Its free cash flow was a negative $2.47 per share. The company also cut its guidance. It gave a guidance of 49 cents to $1.67 per share, which is a very wide range in terms of guidance. But more importantly, the consensus estimate was calling for earnings of $2.67 per share. So you have this huge, not only negative guidance, but far negative. And when you look at the negative cash flows, some analysts are looking at the cash flow statement, questioning about the company's ability to generate free cash flow. And although there has been some speculation because of the Affordable Care Act, some of these hospitals will do well. If you look at the chart of Tenet Healthcare, it's extremely volatile. And over the last year, you would have done far better just holding an index fund than you would have holding the stock. And I think even at current valuations, it's still very expensive and certainly not worth an investment.
So how expensive is it? I mean, very expensive tells me you're about to tell me it's overvalued. By how much? And then is there a real catalyst? I mean, market can stay irrational for a long time. So even if it is overvalued, what's the catalyst to make it come down?
Well, in terms of valuation, we can't give the stock a PE because it actually has a loss. So there's no PE multiple we can hang our hat on. We can, however, look at the price to book ratio. It's 5.76. The industry median for the healthcare facilities group is 2.6. Over the last 5 years, Tenet Healthcare has traded at an average price-to-book ratio of 3.53. So based on those measures, the stock's extremely overvalued. Its PEG ratio is 2.0. So even relative to what analysts project for future growth, the stock's trading at double that. So I think when you look at the stock's valuation, you could easily argue that the stock's at least 40% overvalued. People seem to still like the stock. If you look at the chart, it's had some very big moves up, some very big moves down. My concern is, first of all, I think the valuation is just too unwarranted and it's too risky. But I do think, given a negative free cash flow and given some of the analysts' concerns about the company's cash flow, there's room for future disappointment, and that could be the catalyst for the big drop. So I don't think so much that we're going to see necessarily a huge drop after the recent pullback in prices we've had in the stock. But I think investors looking at this should realize it's extremely overvalued. And there is a risk going forward of a big shoe dropping on the stock.
For folks who are in Tenet Healthcare, you mentioned an index fund as an alternative, a healthcare index fund, presumably. You know, is that all about opportunity cost? Because there would be some folks with a stock like this who would say they really like the space.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And in this case, if you just, like I said, if you just compare it to the S&P 500 and you just held a broad-based market index fund, you would have done far better. But if you want exposure to the space and you like having some exposure to the hospitals, look perhaps for an ETF or a mutual fund that has that exposure and really widen your range. And I think it's important to realize that if you're looking at the healthcare sector, it's not just hospitals. There's drugs, there's insurance companies, biotechs, medical device companies. There's a wide range of companies out there. And I think going for a stock that is this overvalued simply because you think there's going to be growth because of the Affordable Care Act, I think is foolish. I think you really have to pay attention to the valuation and look at this company's fundamentals and realize it's a risky stock to be in.
Ultimately, the big thing here is that this is one of those businesses that I think a lot of people think you can own it and buy it and hold it forever. But in this case, the real moral of the story is, hey, if it's overvalued, it's going to be a long time till this stopped clock is right again, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not the first time that problems and concerns about Tenet Healthcare have been brought up, not just by me, but you can go over the stock's history. There's been repeated concerns about how this company's run, about its financial well-being. And I think in this case, you know, some of these companies you look at, they're just not good companies. And I think Tenet Healthcare falls into that range when we look at it from a purely investment standpoint.
It is Tenet Healthcare, ticker symbol THC, the sell of the week. The buy of the week yesterday was Skyworks Solutions, which again was the buy of the week for the second time since the end of December. That's SWKS. The guest of the week is Charles Ropeblut. He is the editor of AAII Journal. He's the only one who joins us twice each week. Tuesdays with the buy, Wednesdays with the sell. Charles, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can get information on what Charles does at AAII.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Charles Ropeblut. We've just gotten started on the March the 5th edition of Money Life, so stick around. There's much more to go, and it starts with the big interview right after this message.